The four Democratic candidates for attorney general discussed a variety of issues during a forum last night in Batavia. The candidates, Tish James, Lisa Eve, Sean Patrick Maloney, and Zephyr Teachout, are working to connect with voters in advance of the Democratic primary in September. Joining us now by phone, Howard Owens of thebatavian.com. Good morning to you, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Howard, you had a chance to get over to Genesee Community College last night for this forum featuring the four attorney general candidates vying in the Democratic primary. I guess first and foremost, just maybe some your general thoughts on this forum last night.
Well, I think the same thought I have this morning is what I had in the midst of the forum. You had four collegial professionals who seemed informed and intelligent and happy to talk about their beliefs without any real hostility among themselves. And then the fifth candidate not on the ballot by the name of Donald Trump, your fifth opponent.
So a lot of focus on President Trump. Can you elaborate? What were they talking about? Trying to pick up kind of the mantle of where Eric Schneiderman was to a certain extent in terms of pursuing the president through different types of litigation?
I think that's a fair way to put it. That definitely, they all talked about the what they view as the rampant corruption in Washington. And also in Albany, to be fair, they did talk about corruption, you know, closer to home. But that the AG is an important, with the broad range of powers that the AG has, they have an important role to play in fighting what they perceive as the corruption of the Trump administration, the attacks on consumer protection, the attacks on the environment, and using the power of the office to push back against any of those issues.
The Rural Democratic Conference, bringing this event to Batavia. These candidates are trying to make names for themselves in a contest that there isn't a lot of name recognition. They bring it to Batavia. Just maybe your thoughts about that in general.
Well, first of all, I think it's safe to assume that one of these four people is our next attorney general.
Okay.
It's very unlikely that, in this state that the Republican, and the Republicans are not having a primary. They have their one hand-picked candidate that's running. It's very likely that it's going to be the AG. So I think there's some extent that the rural Democrats who are and, you know, I know that a lot of those people very well, too, from what I do. They're very energized this year. They're very motivated. And I think there's a certain aspect that this event is as much about keeping the base motivated and involved in the upcoming elections as it is promoting these four candidates.
And then just finally, the four candidates that you got a chance to hear last night, anything in particular stand out, or was it, like you kind of said at the outset, four collegial, well-educated, well-spoken individuals basically talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I would say, to me, all four came across as qualified for the office. If you're talking about qualifications, they all had strengths that they could point to. And so I think in that respect, there's nothing really from any of the four that came away that I came out of it going, oh, this one person has a much stronger sense of policy, or this person has much better qualifications. I think they all seem to understand the scope of the job pretty well. And have, though very differing qualifications in some cases, all, I think, made a strong case for themselves that they are qualified for the job.
Howard Owens, enjoy your work at thebatavian.com, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, Jay. Thank you for having me on.